global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, all moving higher. Let's head right over to the First Word breaking news desk for today's afternoon call. Here is Bill Maloney.
And good afternoon, Charlie. That's right. Stocks are rebounding today, helped by this morning's better-than-expected payrolls data. Dow is currently trading higher by 84 points. S&P has gained 14. Well, the NASDAQ climbs 60. Note the S&P 500 traded back above the 50-day moving average. The small cap 600 is up 7 points, and the U.S. 10-year yield at 2.39%. Eight of the main 11 S&P sectors are trading higher, led by gains in technology, consumer discretionary, and the industrials. Energy, telecom, and staples fell. NASDAQ Biotech's rise 14, transports climb 119, semis jump 15, and the VIX is down by 10%. Leaders to the upside in the Dow are Microsoft, McDonald's, and Nike, while GE, Chevron, and Goldman Sachs led to the downside. Live from the First Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Charlie?
All righty. Thank you very much, Bill Maloney. And to hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg type squawk, S-Q-U-A-W-K, on your terminal. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Yes, indeed. Charlie Pellett, thank you so much. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets. Carol Masser, Corey Johnson, and we are Bloomberg Radio.
Very disturbing story last night. Bloomberg News crossing a story that's by that says that Russian cyber attacks have been targeting U.S. nuclear power plants, looking for vulnerabilities there and maybe beyond. Winnie O'Kelly, Bloomberg News executive editor, joined us right now, as well as Hitesh Seth, who is the CEO of Vectra Networks. Winnie, tell me the story, first of all, for our listeners who have not read it yet.
Well, it's kind of extraordinary, right? Since May, the government has uncovered more than a dozen power plants where hackers have infiltrated the systems. One of those happened to include a nuclear facility in Kansas known as Wolf Creek. While the early signs are that there's no indication these hackers got beneath the control systems, so in other words, they're in the corporate networks, but they weren't in anything that posed any great danger, this is a real worry. For those of us who like to think about cyber war sometimes, you know, this looks like sort of what they call preparation of the battlefield, or laying, trying to find your way into the networks so that you can potentially disrupt things at a later date.
Yeah, this is definitely our cyber battlefield. This is the world we live in today. Hitesh Sheth, let me bring in you as well, co-founder, chief executive officer at Vectra Networks. And this is a company that uses AI, artificial intelligence, to really hunt down in-progress cyber attacks. Hitesh, from your experience, from working with clients, is this going on all around the globe, or is this something very intense from Russia specifically?
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me on the show. I think this is going on pretty much everywhere around the globe at this point. And when I say everywhere, I should qualify that and say in the major industrialized countries. Typically, this is where you've got power grid systems, nuclear facilities, et cetera, that are connected to the Internet. And I think the key point to understand here is that if something is connected to the Internet, the odds are very high that you've got bad guys who are going to try and attack that infrastructure. And, you know, the reality is that most of these assets, if you want to call them that, are typically not well protected from a cybersecurity standpoint. Most government systems tend to be fairly archaic in nature, and so then they become fairly fertile ground for hackers to exploit.
It's an interesting change that, well, maybe it's not such a big change. I mean, we've seen, you know, this with Russia employing sort of freelance hackers, maybe some of the people involved in some of the ransomware attacks, perhaps, who are sort of permitted to operate as long as they will occasionally do things for the sake of Russia. Winnie, do we have any notion that these are those kinds of actors, or they're actually specifically government actors here?
Okay, so this is a really important point. The officials we spoke with for our story said they suspect Russia. There wasn't any information provided about how they might have drawn that conclusion or how convinced they are that that's the case. Typically, they decide that a nation state is involved in a hacking action because of the sophistication of the tools and techniques that are involved. So presumably they've seen something here that can convince them that it's a nation state. This is a very highly sophisticated effort being deployed by people with very impressive tools. But whether they're convinced it's Russia or not yet is a little bit unknown. So we're having to operate on a little bit of a theory there that Russia might be the most likely, but certainly not the only one capable. There are a handful of very capable nation states around the world that can do this sort of thing, as I have to add, the U.S. can do as well.
Well, and what's interesting, too, Winnie, and you guys kind of play it out in your story, when I think about nuclear power plants, I mean, there are different things that can be hacked, right? There are administrative aspects of the company. There are operational systems. There are safety systems. So it can play out in a couple different ways. And, you know, some of it's more serious than others.
That's right. But what's increasingly worrisome here is that we know what Russia has done in the past based on our intelligence operations, which is it was involved in shutdowns of the electrical grid in Ukraine. That didn't do any lasting damage, but it did flex its muscle, shall we say. And it's become increasingly sophisticated because there were two separate attacks on Ukraine over the last couple of years. So this looks like it could be another example of sort of testing its muscle, seeing what it can do, what does it take to get inside a system, what would it take to do more damage if one wanted, and that appears to be what the hackers are doing here. So that sort of like building up of abilities and techniques definitely throws off some alarms, even though there's no suggestion here that, you know, anything was penetrated deep in operations.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, as we look at this, Hitesh, if you see this as something that is a precursor to a plan or just a gathering of information?
You know, I think one thing we should all be pretty clear about is that this is the next frontier for warfare, cybersecurity, or cyber attacks. And I think the interesting thing is that I think more and more governments, certainly ours, is beginning to accept this as a reality. And I think the point that Stuart was just made, that, you know, a lot of the initial attacks or incursions are data gathering attempts and or a means to test how strong the defenses are. And I'm sure there's a lot of that going on as well. The one thing one other point I'd like to make on top of the point around Russia being one of the potential perpetrators here, we should not discount from like China as well. I think, you know, when you look at, you know, if you just look at the United States and who are our major competitors on the international scene, you know, Russia and China would come to mind right off the bat. And then if we are talking about nuclear reactors or nuclear systems or grids, electrical grids, let's not forget the financial systems as well. And if you want to really launch a crippling attack on any nation state, those would be the perfect systems to go after.
Hitesh Datha, Vector Networks, and Winnie O'Kelly, Bloomberg News Executive Editor. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.